I'm just sinking into this space now. Your own space where your body rests right now. And realizing that with each conscious breath in this moment, we are all connecting and it becomes increasingly a shared space that we, each of us, is inhabiting now. As the light and the configurations of this group energetic begin to come online, as it were, for each of us in this now moment. Taking a moment to feel that embrace that the body rests in. The supportive energies. And noticing that the breath has deepened now. From your point of awareness, in your now moment, whether it is day or night for you right now, begin to sense our solar sun. And just sense the outermost edges of your intuitive or your energetic aspects. And you might instantly get a feel. Ah, yes, there it is. Just feel. Where's the solar sun right now? Tune your body to that. Your body is actually bathed in high frequency photons and cosmic rays, gamma rays. There has been an increase in all of this in these last few years. And they're extremely supportive energies. And so it is time. We could say the photonic light assistance is here in greater force now. The bifurcation on the planet, the 3D Earth, is intensifying. And so, it is time. It is time for you to begin to shift your vibrational and your perceptual set point to anchor more in your expanded self, that's capital S self, your expanded aspects, and less in your human construct. The human construct will be buffeted and destabilized. And that is all right, it makes perfect sense. If we are truly tuned in to that third dimensional bandwidth, then we are absolutely going to feel overwhelmed and destabilized at times. But it is time for a quantum shift, for a seismic shift now. Those that are able to shift, to change your coordinates in the quantum field, wherein you align more with, you identify more with the expanded aspects and the perceptions, choices, actions, responses that come from that expanded perception. It is time for that to become your dominant energetic frequency. If the human aspects encounter, or when the human aspects encounter a denser, lower frequency, a distortion pattern in the field, as it were, then, as we said, the human aspect is likely to become destabilized and to almost collapse into itself, feeling not worthy, not capable, lost, abandoned, angry, frustrated, all of this. Now, when the master, that is to say, that expanded aspect of your full consciousness and the fullness of your soul field, when that one embodied encounters a density pattern, whether it arises from within or it is experienced as coming from without, a density pattern, a negative energetic, the master in their alignment and in the blazing flame of their soul's light in alignment with Source, you become the alchemical flame that will burn that up. You become the pattern that will dismantle any incoherence in the field. Yes, you felt that right now. And I don't have to tell you what this shift right now on the planet needs more. Do we need more humans and human constructs and aspects reacting and collapsing in some cases into themselves? No. There are enough dear hearts that are overwhelmed right now. And for their sake, for God's sake, if we are capable of rising, then it is incumbent upon us to rise. To create those coherent patterns in the field. To blaze with that alchemical fire that will clear and purify and transmute . So it is time for you to shift and claim that mastery aspect. So this does not mean that you are some kind of, you become some kind of emotionless automaton in your, as far as your human interactions go. Of course not. Interestingly, this shift that I'm speaking of now, it often means that you feel a sort of spaciousness, a potential to actually drop right in to full presence, understanding, compassion. In that moment when we interact with someone or an emotion arising within us or a circumstance, there is far less trigger because we are not going to become destabilized. We're not going to become lost in that distortion. And you are alchemizing it in the moment that it comes to you, in the moment that it arises within you, or presents itself as an energy bundle in another person. You are alchemizing it in those moments, through those moments. And it's not always going to feel like you've got, you know, the heavenly host behind you strumming their harps and playing their those long horns, whatever they're called. Sometimes it will take processing. The human aspect might take a little bit of a hit. But it will all be integrated, dismantled, alchemized, transmuted so much faster. Anchor into your mastery frequency. Perceive from that place. Choose from that place. Respond from that place. Just do it more. It doesn't have to be 100%. Probably not many of us are actually capable of 100% at this point. I know I certainly am not. Can you think in terms of 50-50? 50% of the time. Or even 60% of the time. See, that will be the quantum shift. When you get, let's just say, 60% of the time, you are anchored in that. And if we want to speak in terms of dimensional bandwidths, then 60% of the time, you are in that fifth dimensional bandwidth, not just the fourth dimensional bandwidth. Much of what we now refer to, you know, sometimes blithely as being the third dimension, it is actually the third and the fourth dimensions. And actually, the fourth dimension is the real slippery eel in all this. So you are endeavoring to anchor more in that fifth dimensional consciousness, if you understand it better from that dimensional standpoint, rather than the third dimensional. 5 years ago, let's say, 10 years ago, we had the, dare I say, the luxury of being able to focus, say, on my root chakra issues or my solar plexus chakra issues. And this issue has arisen, and so I'm going to take 3 weeks and process it and go to a workshop and learn how to deal with it. And I'm saying this actually with great respect for all of those processes. I'm going to journal about it for 2 weeks solid and on. And that was our work, and that was good work. We were dismantling distortion programs and patterns within us, yes, thereby doing it for the collective, absolutely. But our work now is expanded on one level, and it is simplified, sort of, on another. Your work now is to anchor the higher vibrational and dimensional version of your being, your expanded being. That is your work. And as we have talked about before, another part of this work is to clear your body vehicle, your body prism, so that it can hold the frequencies that you are asking it to hold. You see, this all goes together. So something like my this issue or my that issue, it is like one more stick in the flame, that alchemical flame that you have become. It just know it's being purified. It is being transmuted. It is being burned up, broken down, freed from its low dense configuration and enabled to simply rejoin the flow of energy. That is your work. We need to travel light now. We need to turn our attention maybe slightly more to the greater mission. This is a planetary mission beyond your own ascension process and all that that might entail for your human aspects and your more expanded aspects. That is absolutely a part of it. But we have for many, many years now in our self-work, self-growth, self, let's call it that centeredness, that was actually a part of the ascension path. We're at the end of that. We're at the end of that. And this message has come out before now. For you, for us, for this group, it's time now. This is it. For some of you, you've already felt this shift. This shift has already happened. Once you make that shift, especially into, let's just broadly say, 60-40, where you are 60% anchored in these higher, more expanded aspects of your being, your soul consciousness, we're going to call it. Once you tip into that 60-40 configuration, you will find it increasingly difficult to navigate aspects, you can feel it already, what I'm going to say, of that third, fourth dimensional realm. And the third, fourth dimensional self, your third, fourth dimensional personality construct. Once again, perhaps don't spend too much time trying to apply the old tools of working on your stuff when you see it arising. Know that the flame of who and what you are at the higher levels is alchemizing that. It is taking care of that. And this is not some kind of woo-woo cop-out. You have done the work on the third, fourth dimensional levels. And if perhaps you happen to be somewhat newer to this awakening process, then you have done enough work. But now is the time when we tip out of the self and small s transitioning into big S self work. And we start to step into our bigger mission, the planetary mission. There is a lot of support for this. As I mentioned, our solar sun, which is an incredible constellation of frequency and consciousness and light and quantum potentials, in addition to it being a stargate and almost like a wormhole, a series of vortexes that connects our solar sun to all of the suns. Thereby, meaning that when, say, our solar sun, such as it is in solar maximum now, this aspect of its cyclical pattern of activity, when the sun puts forth these energetic bursts of plasma and charged particles and photonic light, and they envelop us in the form of a coronal mass ejection, a solar flare, it becomes geomagnetic storms. This deluge of light codes, these are powerful upgrades for our system, for our cells, for our nervous system, for a light quotient in our bodies, for the energy fields, the aspects of the energy bodies that are more connected to the physical body, the third, fourth dimensional bandwidth, they're getting blasted, cleared, put through the old spin cycle. There's a tremendous amount of support for you making this quantum shift that is being asked of you right now, to shift from anchoring in your human aspects to anchoring in your ascending and your mastery aspects. Much is being asked of us. And much more will be asked, I assure you. And you, my wonderful Master of Light, co-creator that I'm honored to be co-creating with, you are equal to the task, I promise you. And together, we create a pattern in the field that will alchemize even the most seemingly profound and pervasive density fields. That is what we came here to do.